This next story is about a bartending trend in Lebanon, where bartenders might dump a handful of oregano into the cocktail shaker. The country's mixologists and brewmasters are trying to reimagine the herb-heavy national cuisine in drink form. NPR's Alice Fordham is at the bar.
The sun has very nearly set on Beirut, and in a bar called Anis, they're mixing the first cocktail of the evening. There's vodka, vermouth, and iced glasses. But next to the bunches of mint for mojitos are sage, wild oregano, rosemary, and the Lebanese favourite za'atar, a kind of thyme.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Anis leads a trend for cocktails with herbs usually found in salads or breads. Co-owner Marwan Mutter says since he opened a couple years ago, he's been bringing trunkfuls of herbs from his family's village.
Because we want to do something fresh in our cocktail, to use herbs and fruits.
Up on the chalkboard menu is a sage margarita, a rosemary whiskey sour, and the wild gimlet, gin and za'atar together at last, which was a hit from the outset.
No, really, they liked a lot. Like wild gimlet, people was going crazy about wild gimlet.
Beirut's pretty big on cocktails, and these herby drinks are now popping up all over. To understand why they're a hit, perhaps it helps to know many Lebanese people are extremely proud of their cuisine and their local fruit, vegetables, and herbs. I meet Lebanese food expert Kamal Mazawak in his restaurant, Taula, and make the mistake of mentioning I grew up thinking of parsley as a garnish.
What? Parsley, a garnish? It's perfect, you know, to put in the mouth of the fish, the baked fish, right? Oh my God.
Of course, here in Lebanon, parsley isn't merely for garnishing fish. It's a star in its own right, proudly piled up in tabbouleh salad, which Mazawak says is his favourite food ever.
We do use a lot of herbs in our cuisine.
And he sees their appearance in drinks as a hipsterish yearning for traditional things updated for hedonists.
I think the trend has been lately how to rediscover tradition and how to use tradition in a modern and contemporary way. It doesn't have to be like only grandma, boring, you know, dusty stuff.
This patriotic herbal impulse is not limited to cocktails. I head up a mountain to visit with Omar Bakdash, CEO of a brewery which makes a beer called 961.
It's actually the Lebanese dialing code, which is, it can be more Lebanese than this.
It's kind of hard brewing in Lebanon. They have to import everything from hops to bottle caps. Not that he doesn't want to buy local.
I would really wish we can buy bottles in Lebanon. You know, there was two factories in Lebanon. One of them got destroyed during the July war. It got directly hit by the Israelis.
That was a war in 2006. So they import everything, even the amber bottles, with the honourable exception of the herbs they put in the Lebanese pale ale. Za'atar, of course, and a bunch of other things like the lemony herb sumac. Ekdash produces bottles of the brew.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Apparently it's popular with expat Lebanese far from home. Ekdash says no one could drink it without remembering Lebanon. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.